It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 12 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 12 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Sorry that I am late because Skype is just, I don't know, it's just acting very strange. It has my speakers muted on my regular computer, so I am doing it on my iPhone because I missed last week's show. I didn't want to miss another show. Today is part two of Soul Contracts. We've been exploring soul contracts. It's a very interesting conversation, to say the least. And this week, I wanted to continue the conversation and talk about how we can relax into an ending that we're not really sure about. So saying it differently would be, how could we move into a space where we don't need to know the answer? We don't need to know how it's going to wind up, how it's going to end. We don't get to be privy to that information. We just have to jump off the cliff and just trust that the universe has our back no matter what happens. And, you know, a lot of people think that that means like, oh, I'm going to solely concentrate on, you know, a good ending, right? What I'm talking about is not really concentrating on any ending, whether it's good, bad, right, or wrong, not looking at an ending in the from the eyes of our personalities and what we want, and in a way that protects our shadow or protects our woundedness in our lives. You know, it has to end up this way because I don't want to be hurt, or I don't want to be betrayed again, or I don't want to be abandoned again, or I want this or I want that, or, you know, anything that has to do with our human desire, just to actually move into a space that says, I don't know, but I'm willing to jump all in and take the chance and look at this said thing that's in front of me, this new job or this new relationship or this new friendship or this new house that I'm going to buy, or, you know, this new apartment I'm going to rent, or whatever, this new class that I'm going to sign up for, whatever is currently going on in your life that is, you know, wrapping you up in that place that is, you know, wanting, you know, you're wanting to know, oh my God, I can't make this decision or move forward without having some guarantee of safe passage. You know, that's when things really start getting interesting in our lives is when we're able to navigate in the territory that says, I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm going to enjoy the experience. And it sounds like it's really difficult to do, and it, because it actually is. But what winds up happening to us when we take that route is that we start experiencing, when we're getting squeezed like that, we start experiencing what it is that we really need to heal. And a lot of people take that the wrong way. They think like, oh my God, I'm failing miserably at this. I'm becoming so obsessed with needing to know the ending, or needing to know that I'm safe, or if this is the right move, and I'm going to ask thousands of people and make all these different phone calls, and, you know, I'm going to keep looking at tarot cards, and, you know, whatever it is that we all tend to do when we're spinning out. Or I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to take that chance. Those are all perfect things that transpire during the surrender to a future that is not yet manifested. Those are all perfect things, and they're purposely done because you have to figure out what is inside that is stopping you from having experiences in life, and you putting the brakes on things or totally spinning out and destroying something, you know, destroying, you know, your opportunity for a new job by, you know, acting a certain way, or a new relationship, you know, going into old behaviors. If you really go in it with the ideal that I'm going to try to free fall, and I'm going to try to move into a space where I don't need to know the ending. That's when all that stuff comes up. And like I said, it's perfect because then you have in front of you your classroom. You're not doing anything wrong. You're actually doing everything right at that moment because the classroom now is in session, right? You get to look at the reasons why you've been repeating things over and over because your rough spots start to appear. And that's when, if you stay awake during that process, you could actually start to get some real work done. Yeah, for sure. So I'm on my phone, but I'm going to try to jump on over to the chat room and say hello to everybody. And feel free to post questions because Jay will feed them to me in the chat room. He'll private message me. Hi, Inga. Very nice to see you. Yeah, a little bit of technical difficulties, Inga, but we are here. Hey, Renee, good morning to you. Hi, Maya, wonderful to see you. Hey, Catherine, how are you? Hey, Pamela, Maureen is here. Wonderful to see you, Maureen. Hello, John, welcome. I was just going to say hi to Jay. Hi, Maureen, nice to see you. Yeah, it's a complicated process, but it's really the only way out, right? It's the only way to start to be able to experience things. You know, it's interesting because when I started doing that purposefully, well, when I wasn't doing it on purpose, it was happening anyway, right? Because that's the caveat to it, is that you want what you want in life, right? You want that new job, you want that, the new car, you want to make more money. You want the new relationship, whatever it is that you're wanting, that you're seeking is seeking you, right? You're going to keep pushing for it, no matter if you're aware of it or not. I mean, some of us just check out and completely, disassociate from, we'll stay at jobs for years on end that are sucking our souls, and we'll stay in relationships that are no good for us because we're just afraid of the unknown. Been there, done that. But eventually, what winds up happening is that we feel this urgency to keep plugging. And whether we realize it or not, we're still learning, right? Because we're still running into that same problem over and over. And how we start to discover what those patterns are, the archetypes that are present within our soul contracts. And an archetype is a universal pattern, right? So we could carry the archetype of the wounded healer, right? We could carry many different archetypes. You can see by the circumstances in your life. You don't even have to. I mean, you could go through a list of archetypes, and a lot of people do that. Like, we have 12 that are innate to our soul. Well, there's actually four of them that all of us carry that are the same. And then there's eight that are individual to to different people. You can go and Carolyn Mace definitely has a list of archetypes that's so interesting. And I mean, there's archetypal cards and stuff. Like, you can go that route and look at that stuff. It's not necessary, but because you could just kind of look at your life and see what's been on repeat, since you're a child, or what's been on repeat for the past 10 years, or the past, even it could just be, 6 months ago or a year ago. And you could kind of figure it out that way. And the interesting reason why I would suggest that you do that you figure out what patterns you're stuck in, is because of the fact that it's a more sterile way of looking at things. It kind of pulls you out of the wounded ego when you name the pattern and say, oh, wow, I could understand, I carry the wounded child archetype, and I keep being put in situations where it's mimicking the same type of situation from when I was a child, right? Abandonment is a very big thing that a lot of people carry with them throughout their lifetime. So you could kind of pinpoint it and say, wow, this is really crazy, but I've met this person, that person, and all of these things happened that are in common to being abandoned or being afraid of being abandoned. And I acted out in this way. But you could kind of look at the patterns through your work, through your love relationships, even through friendships that are kind of have that same theme. And it kind of makes you aware of like, oh, okay. So I don't have to sit here and blame myself and think that like I can't find happiness or things just don't work out for me or all those human things that we say to ourselves. You could actually look at the archetypal pattern and say, oh, I'm under contract to learn this, which makes it a lot easier to navigate in life and kind of pinpoint these lessons as they come at us. But also, it's an interesting thing to look at when you look at the things that have transpired in your life, and you could see how you've been leveling up all along. That each participant that was in your movie of life has brought something else to the table that has made you more aware. And you don't even realize that you were becoming aware, but once you start looking at it via archetypes or via patterns, the awareness starts to come in. And with that awareness, we don't take it quite as personal. And we don't look at it like, oh my God, this is my fault. We look at it like, oh, I could see why this happened. I'm under contract to learn this. And the
This is Louis Otero, your angelic advisor over at want2listen.com,
caveat to it
and
is
your
that
radio host.
Your behavior towards other people, like sometimes we think about like the
over on want2radio.com. Here is a safe place of insight and information to your collective consciousness. This is a beautiful place where men and women bring your clarity from the subconscious mind. The hidden information.
Person, like, I don't know why I do that. Like, I'm not really sure
of where you need insight and the awakening. We sometimes live our lives in the unknown. Here on 1-2, you can collect all the information and data you need to balance out your life's journey simply by gaining the knowledge that you are seeking for. We are just a click away. Our main goal is to help you always. Thank you so much for tuning in here on this amazing site of 1-2, where you
to
can
this
learn
in that
listen,
way or. I can't real work at your particular scene with it's going life with Vince because it's something that always trying to teach me. I'm a double fire starter, any nonsense. And I'm just like, let's just mess with Christina and the Skype and get her all up in arms, right? Because I'm an Aquarian too. So I don't, I want the Skype to work and I just want things to be in its certain place, right? And I don't want to have to go into my office and do a radio show via my telephone. That's inconvenience for me, but sometimes you just have to go with the flow in life, right? Sometimes the universe is heading you in a direction that might be frustrating and annoying at the time, but you later on are just like, okay, I get it. I'm not going to fight it because inevitably we know that whatever we fight is going to hit us even harder, right? So I always say to people always say to me, Christina, how do I get right with this? And I say, it's always about acceptance, no matter what is happening in your life. And acceptance doesn't really mean that you're in agreement with what's happening, but you're just kind of saying, it is what it is. I have to accept the current situation that's in front of me right now. And sometimes that's hard to do, but I know from myself that whenever I move into acceptance, I get the next right answer. I get the cue from the universe on how to move forward. And when we fight, we just get more things to fight. That's for sure. All right, let me see if you guys have any questions in the chat room. Oh, hang on. Oops, I'm in the wrong place. Let's see. Oh, there we go. Okay. So Inga, be more specific in the question that you're going to ask, okay? What would you like to know, honey? Be more specific. Okay. Hang on. Yeah, that's the only question I see so far. Hang on. Jay, if you see any other questions, if you could private message me, that'd be great. I'm going to check my private message. Oh, here we go. Okay, he's already doing it. All right. All right. Let me see. Let me see, Joni. Let me throw a card to you. Oops. Cards flying everywhere. Let's see. So, Joni, the cards are saying that the universe is asking for you at this time to really pay attention, to come out of the mundane mind, like to come out of the egoic mind and move into your higher self, because there's answers that are waiting for you, but you're not in the right you're not in the right energy right now. So really move into that place where you're owning your high priestess, you're owning your intuitiveness, because that's what's waiting for you, like for you to come out of that place of worry or what's going to happen next, or just trust, like trust in your own. If you could move all that away, and trust in your own gut, the answers will come to you. You'll know the next right step. It's almost like you're caught in the clouds right now. It's like just move them away. Move them away. You're in your own way right now. Aren't we always, all of us, right? We're always in our own way, for sure. Let's see. Hang on a second. All right, I think that's it for now. All right, guys. So I wasn't going to take a break because we came on late, but I am going to take a break because I have to get my stuff together here. There's some notes that are on my computer that I want to bring up on my phone for the second half. So we're going to take the music break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more in depth on tricks and tools that we can use to move into that space where we are able to jump off the cliff and just allow things to happen and move into that space of not knowing what's going to happen and being okay. It counts. We have to be okay with either outcome. We can't just have wishful thinking for one outcome or the other. I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to do that. You're listening to 1-2 Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Jamie Dawn Show with a special guest today who I will
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. We're talking about soul contracts and how we can move forward within any situation that is, you know, really giving us a lot of pause at the moment, us making decisions to do certain things. I know a lot lately I've been getting a lot of calls from people who are wanting to make the switch up with their careers, and they just are so afraid to jump into something else. And it's interesting though, because it's like, I think what winds up happening, I had one client who was like, I just can't, Christina, I can't give this job up. The money is so good. And I'm just not ready to take the chance. And she's working, you know, like around the clock without any type of social life. And it's really beginning to burn. And I'm like, it's perfect. Just stay with it. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, no, stay with your shitty job that's burning you to the ground. She's like, I don't understand. I said, no, you should stay, because the longer you stay and the hotter the flames get, you're going to jump out soon. And it's interesting because I've seen it happen in my life, and I've seen it happen in other people's lives, where, especially with a job, where I was just like all of a sudden fired. And it was weird because it was like, everybody was like, oh my God, you got fired. Like, are you okay? And there was this part of me that was like, oh, thank God I got fired. I would have never left. And it kind of forces us into panic mode. But it gives us the strength to make that leap into, because I know it's happened to so many of you, right? It gives us the strength to leap into something that, you know, is more pleasing to us, or take a chance that we might not have taken had we not been fired, you know? And I know that that's so cliche to say, like, oh, you know, everything happens for a reason. But it's true in a lot of instances that, you know, especially I've seen it happen in relationships a lot, where all of a sudden, you know, I'll be talking to somebody who's miserable in a relationship, and then it ends, you know, and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. And I'm like, what? Like, you didn't want to be in that relationship. Like, you know, it's like your brain can't focus on anything else but the stuff that the person said that was so horrible about the relationship, right? But yeah, that happens a lot. So sometimes the universe removes us from certain situations. And sometimes we remove ourselves. It just really depends. You know, sometimes we just get so burnt out that we're willing to take that chance. And sometimes we just get enough power within our systems to take that leap and feel really good about it. It happens in various different ways, but none of it is right, wrong, good, or bad. It just is, you know, and whichever route that you're currently taking, it's okay. It's all okay. It's, you know, it's just, it is what it is, you know. A lot of people get caught up in like judging themselves, or, you know, losing a job, or just up and, I've done that before, just up and quit a job, you know, impulsively, because you just can't take it anymore. And that's okay too, right? Because that got you out the door as well, you know? So Inga asked the question. She's talking about business that she's, I feel like I looked at your cards, Inga. It's like, you need to get more focused, like on one said thing, and expand that, right? One thing, get focused on one thing. And the other piece of it is that, you know, also, it's okay to be focused on, your money in terms of like, all right, this job that I have is paying my bills, you know, or if I had to get another job in the meantime, that's going to pay my bills, that's okay too. You know, it's okay to have a side hustle and build something on the side, and also have a job that is not something you want to do for the rest of your life, but is paying your bills at the moment. And I always, when someone's in emergency mode like that, and I've been there myself, the best advice that I could always give, and it's worked for myself. I only give this advice because I've lived it and it's worked for me, is that, you know, it's really difficult to keep, you know, certain teachers will say, oh, you got to keep your vibe, you know, your vibration high. It's difficult to keep your vibration high when bills are piling up and you have kids to feed, right? It's like trying to go 0 to 60 in a second. It's just not going to happen. And it's not realistic. It just isn't, right? Because when we're caught up in the real world stuff, we're caught up in it. And it's real. You know, survival is at stake right now. So what? Let's just, number one, Inga, let's just talk about what this is teaching you archetypally, right? So it's like being able to survive yourself in the world on your own is obviously up for play right here, right? And it's been up for play for me and, you know, most, you know, all of us, if most of us, not all of us at some point in time, right? Survival. So keep that in mind, like, all right, you know, I know that I'm navigating in territory where I have a lot of fear around being able to take care of myself and my children. So that's, you know, that's what the classroom is. It's good to be aware, right? So the other part of it is where the advice comes in for you and what I've done in my own life is, it's one day at a time, just one day at a time. You wake up in the morning and you, whatever is in front of you, like, so whatever's emergent at the time, like if the electric bill needs to be paid in the next couple of days, that's what you concentrate on. Like, I'm going to get this one bill paid. I'm going to keep the lights on in the house. And that's what I'm going to concentrate on. Because when we look at the entire picture of the rent is due in 21 days and, you know, the oil and whatever else, you know, that's when it drags us down even deeper into fear. So when I was in that type of emergency mode, when it came to money, I would always take things one day at a time. This is what's due this week. This is what I have to concentrate on. And every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to pick one thing, you know, what is, you know, even if there's five things due that week, you know, bill wise, pick one of them to concentrate on and to get it solved, right? Or if there is no resolution, picking up the phone and having a conversation, you know, with, you know, whatever bill company you have to call, not hiding from it, but just, you know, kind of facing it and saying, you know, this is the date that I can give this amount of money or make payment arrangements or whatever, but taking things one day at a time, Inga, is your best bet moving forward. And as far as your business is concerned, the advice that comes up in the cards is to concentrate on one thing, not many things at once, just building one thing. And, you know, and it's okay. Like it's okay right now that you're, you know, doing a job that isn't, you know, what you want to do for the rest of your life, but, you know, actually turning around and looking at it like, oh, thank God I have that little job that's bringing in some money to support my family, you know, like really kind of looking at that as a plus rather than a minus. Okay. I hope that helps, sweetheart. Let me jump over to the chat room and see what's going on over there. Hang on, guys. Let's see. Notifications. Okay, here it is. All right, let's see what you're all doing here. Mm-hmm. Okay, Joni's saying, thank you, it resonates. I'll get to it. So I think talking to Inga and having that conversation about taking things one day at a time is good advice across the board concerning our soul contracts and our tips and tricks on how to trust in what is unfolding, right? It's like I was in that mode I want to say, I mean, always in and out of it, right? Because there's always, something coming up to surrender to in our lives, whether we like it or not. But I was in that kind of mode like a month ago where I had this certain situation that I had to let go of. I knew I had to let go of it. And it was so difficult because it was like, it's not really what I wanted to do. I really wanted to keep trying to push forward in this situation. And what I came to realize was that I knew if I let go, like my gut was telling me, let go, because there's something that's trying to emerge that you're not allowing to emerge by holding on. So I had to sit back. Now, here comes some tips. If there's something you got to let go of, or if you got to let go of your fear, what I realized was that my wounding, my need to protect myself was the only reason I was holding on to this. Well, not the only reason. I'm sure there were other reasons as well, but that was the main player in why I was holding on, because there was that wound that was attached to it. So if you could kind of attach and just see where it filters to, okay? So if I can't sit back and trust that an opportunity is going to come to me, where can I connect the dots to? You know, like where, what is the classroom that I'm in? You know, that really is very helpful when we could attach our wounds to our current situation and why we can't let go, or why we can't trust that things will emerge, or, you know, trust that we're going to be safe in the future, or I mean, because no matter what, you know, happens, you're always going to wind up landing on your feet, right? But it's like, what is attached to that that I really need to pay close attention to? It's shadow work, obviously, but it's a place that we all need to go to. So that's definitely a tip on how to move forward. And also, it's like we have to desensitize ourselves to the outcome. Because even if we try to go like really esoteric on it and be like, oh, I'm manifesting this, like this outcome is mine, like I'm going, and there's a place for that in our lives. Believe me, I believe in manifesting wholeheartedly. But sometimes manifesting requires us to be okay with either outcome, you know? So, you know, for us to say like, well, you know, let's just say you're searching for a job, right? Because that's something that is really difficult, you know, for all of us. And I know there's like a handful of you that are going through that right now because I talked to you, but it's like, what is the worst case scenario that I'll be out of work for, you know, the next couple of weeks, or I'll be out of work for, you know, the next month or whatever. I know that something is going to emerge as a result of this, and I'm going to find my place where I belong. It's just a matter of time, right? Like that's how we have to talk to ourselves, right? Then our brains want to, you know, put us living in the street, or, you know, having to, you know, whatever. But, you know, kind of just desensitizing ourselves and just saying, what is the worst case scenario, right? You know, that I have to, you know, go through some of my savings, or, you know, thank God I have savings. That was a conversation that I just had with a client just the other day. And she said to me, you know, Christina, I know that I'm turning the corner because I've been out of work for a couple of months. And I just thank God every day that I've had this little nest egg that I had on the side, you know, to be able to rely on during this transition into wherever it is that I'm heading. She's like, I'm just so grateful for that. That's how I know I'm turning the corner. You know, and then some of you might say, well, what if, you know, you don't have that nest egg? You know, I've had another client who, like a month ago, said, thank God I was able to, you know, live with my sister for a month, you know, in the transition of trying to find an apartment. You know, I had to leave my apartment, you know, they were turning it into condos or whatever, and I didn't know where the hell I was going to go. I couldn't find anywhere. I didn't have, you know, enough funds. And thank God I had, you know, this other alternative in the meantime. And she's like, the minute I felt grateful for it, she's like, and the minute I relaxed into it is when things started kind of popping up for me. And I started getting all these different opportunities or offers or, you know, places that potentially could be a fit for me. You know, when I wasn't living in that place of, you know, dread, I was able to see the road ahead, right? That's like, you know, really like moving those clouds away, right? Because sometimes we get so caught up in things that we, you know, worst case scenarios that we just can't see what the universe is trying to show us. You know, that happens a lot in our like everyday lives. You ever look for something, right? Your keys or whatever it is that you're looking for. And it's literally right in front of your face, but you don't see it. You know, that's a really good example. It's like you keep saying, I don't know where my keys are. I don't know where my keys are. And they're literally in front of your face. That happens a lot with us when it comes to navigating through territory that, you know, is a little scary for us. We can't see what's in front of us because we're so caught up in, I can't find it, or I can't access it, or, you know, these terrible things are going to happen. You know, we are the sum total of what we think we are, you know, and I mean, there's other pieces to that, of course, other moving parts, but for the most part, that is it's a very true thing. You know, the keys are right in front of you. You just have to open up your eyes and look at it with a different set of eyes. I get people that call me up all the time with lost objects. And once I start to get them into that place of nothing in the eyes of the universe is ever lost, sometimes immediately they get it and they see it. It's like right in front of them, like, oh my God, Christina, here's my keys, or here's my credit card that I was looking for, or here's these documents that I have been searching my house for 2 weeks for, you know, because we convince ourselves of things that sometimes just aren't even true. You know, because, and you know what, thank God that we do sometimes, because it really does give us an edge in knowing what it is that we have to clean up, you know, and I think that, you know, a lot of people, I just got a private message from a client who didn't want to post in the chat room. And, you know, she's talking about, and I think somebody asked this question last week, like, how do I know that a soul contract is over? And you know, it's worth answering this question again. How do you know when a soul contract is over is that it stops animating you. It stops grabbing you. There's it's lifeless, you know? You guys have all experienced this in your life where like you've had these things that have triggered the hell out of you and just spun you up and you just couldn't even like shut your mouth about it or stop engaging in it. And you're just so on fire about it. But then all of a sudden, you're just like, no, I don't care. That's how you know. You stop being animated by that said situation. You know, and it could be about a job. You know, you go to that job and you just don't care anymore. You just say, oh, you know, I was so spun up about this thing and the other thing, and now I could care less. I'm looking at the, you know, help wanted ads. <You know? laughs> That's how you know that a soul contract is coming to an end, when there's no animation present. And when you're completely spun up, but you still have the awareness, right? So that there's like that in-between space where you're still spun up, but you have the awareness of like what's going on. And it starts to frustrate you because you're like, I don't want to be spun up over this anymore, right? But you got to kind of just go with it. You got to kind of just keep navigating through it, because it will stop animating you at some point. You know, that's why I tell people all the time, like, don't beat yourself up. That's another tip. Do not beat yourself up if you are currently still in a situation that you know you shouldn't be in, and that you know is triggering you, but you can't stop that just yet. That you have the awareness, but the triggers are still there. You're still being animated. That is a really good tip, is to not get yourself upset or beat yourself up over it. To just move into that place of acceptance, because that tip is huge. It's going to start to stop that animation. You're going to start to look at things in a completely different way, for sure, you know. All right, guys. Well, we got about a minute left. I just wanted to thank everybody for being so patient and waiting for me to come on air. And we will definitely be back. I will be back next week with part three of Soul Contracts. And we will get deeper into the conversation concerning the current archetypal patterns that are running the show within your lives. And I'll give you more ideas on how to narrow that down and discover that. You've been listening to 1-2 Radio, and I am your host, Christine LaFrance. I hope everybody has a wonderful week ahead. If there are any questions in the chat room that I missed, I'll jump in periodically today to answer them. Take care, everybody.